KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy here today with isolated showers and thunderstorms, a high near 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In Western Iowa news, one person was transported to the hospital following an accident that occurred Sunday night about 3 miles west of Portsmouth, just across the Shelby-Harrison County line. Portsmouth Fire and Rescue were called to the scene of the crash on Highway 44 at Vienna Avenue at around 8:23 p.m. Initial reports indicated 3 people were hurt, but only 1 required transport to the hospital. The most seriously injured person was a male in the back seat of the vehicle who reportedly suffered a head injury when he hit the back of the headrest on the seat in front of him. No other details are currently available. News time is 7:08.
The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh. With the new script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much-needed relief from the rising cost of healthcare, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured. The program is free and available to everyone, so stop in and sign up today at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stuffed up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
Members of the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton Community School District's Super Board of Education will meet this evening in Elkhorn during their 7 p.m. session in the Family and Consumer Science Room at the high school. The board will discuss and or act on purchasing a new bus and car for fiscal year 2014-2015 and contracts for refinishing the gym floors. In addition to other administrative matters, they're also expected to act on approving the 2014-15 school calendar and budget, and a resolution authorizing the redemption of general obligation bonds to be paid earlier than scheduled. Well, several groups and individuals took the polar plunge for Landon Sunday afternoon at the Schulberg Recreation Area in Atlantic. Last Friday morning, members of the Atlantic Police Department took the plunge to show support for 5-month-old Landon Shaw from Tarkio, Missouri. Landon is battling cancer, and the Tarkio community came up with a plunge challenge as a way for people to show support and raise funds to help the family. Well, around 3:30 p.m. yesterday, Tiffany Burks from Manita was challenged by her employees at Rem Iowa Community Services to take the plunge. Burks will donate $5 for each of the employees to take the plunge where she works for Landon. Amy Nelson from Griswold also took the plunge and promised to donate $5 for each of the Griswold Fire Department members who take the plunge. And Charlie and Lisa Mills from Messina challenged their son Ted Mills and the staff of the Cumberland Fire Department to take the challenge and raise funds for Landon. And it was time for members of the Cass County Sheriff's Office to accept the challenge from the APD's Devin Hogue. Taking the plunge Saturday was Deputy Josh McLaren, who issued his own challenge to the Fort Dodge Police Department and a local radio station.
I'll donate $10 for each one of those groups that completes the plunge.
Deputy Tyler Shields issued a similar challenge to the Clark County Sheriff's Office.
I'm going to challenge Christian Decker from Clark County Sheriff's Office also. Each person I get, donate $10 for. So.
And Cass County Deputy Kyle Quist and his partner Vader took the plunge as well.
I was challenged by the Atlanta Police Department and Nottoway County, Missouri Canine Unit. So I'm going to be challenging Guthrie County Canine Unit, Kent Grease, and Ryan Johnson with the Sheriff's Office here since he couldn't make it today, and DOT Officer Brian Rink.
And then it was time for all 3 men and the dog to jump in the lake. Once the soggy trio of McLaren, Shields, and Quist emerged from the lake, Cass County E-911 Director Rob Cobbert and 911 Dispatcher Sean Page ran into the lake. Cobbert was challenged to take the plunge by Montgomery County 911. He pledged $10 and has issued a challenge to Pott County Communications and their Director Bob Anderson, Tom Ling, and the Mills County 911 staff as well, while Page challenged Atlantic Boy Scouts Troop 54 and PAC 53. News time is 7:12.
Health Mart Pharmacy.
I've got a cold and it's just wearing me down, and I have to give a really big presentation tomorrow.
I tell you what, why don't you stop by and we'll get you all fixed up. We carry a great selection of cold and flu remedies here at Health Mart, and I'm sure we can find one that's right for you. In the meantime, you know the routine. Drink plenty of fluids, wash your hands, and try to get some rest.
You guys at Health Mart are the best. I used to go to one of those big chain drugstores, and I was just never happy with the service I got. But at Health Mart, your caring service is what keeps my family and me coming back.
At Health Mart, all of our pharmacists take the time to get to know our patients, explain their medications to them, and answer any questions they may have.
Can you help me finish my presentation?
You're on your own for that one.
This is another example of a true-to-life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Josh at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. We're proud to bring you the benefits of Health Mart with the personal service you expect at Rex Pharmacy, where we want to be your pharmacist.
Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Joyce Hansen, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Joyce Hansen will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church in Elkhorn. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton is in charge of the arrangements. George Lewis Weiss, age 92, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. A massive Christian burial service for George Weiss will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. The Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gifford Ariel Cavalt, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Gifford Cavalt will be on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Dora Anderson, age 73, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Dora Anderson will be Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Barbara Carfrey, age 43, of Audubon, died February 13th at her home. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Barbara Carfrey will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. And George Keith Campbell, age 89, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for George Campbell will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.